I do have time to meditate. I do have time to meditate. How often we feel we don't have time to meditate. How often do we feel that we don't have time to be quiet, to be still, to listen within? How often do we rant and rave about the world about us, the things that are happening in the world about us, and all the things that are going on in the world about us? We say, oh, and we crunch ourselves up and feel so unhappy with what's going on in the world around us. And we feel, that's just not right. It's just not fair. It's just not, well, then that's the time to think about it. And when you think about it, you're meditating. That's the time to think about what it is that you want to think about. Now, do you want to think about the problems of the world? Well, enjoy them, because they're certainly yours. Or do you want to think about the happiness of the world, the peace of the world, the marvel of the world, whoever you are? Is that what you want to think about? Do you want to think about what makes your life so fulfilled, so rewarding, so magnificent? Yes. I would think that that would be what we'd all want to think about. Now, we think about that consciously. We think about that by our choice. We think about that by our decision of what it is that makes us feel the greatest and the most wonderful in the world. And when we think about that that way, then we put that cause in motion for ourselves. We put that idea in motion for ourselves. We put that thought in motion for ourselves, and we bring forth exactly what we want to experience. It's not a matter of what somebody else is thinking or what the appearances are in the world. We think about what we're going to think about. I read an interesting article about dogs and cats and pets and how they are healing, and how the saliva of a dog is a healing saliva. And when it licks your wound or licks the hurt heals, because in that saliva is a certain substance that is a healing substance, science tells us. And this really works. Now, what is the main thing that a pet does? What is the main thing that a dog does? It lets us become peaceful and still. We just sort of send our love to the dog, and the dog sends its love to us, and that bonding brings us into peace. Actually, if we could hold our pet and lovingly hold our pet, we would be in the most glorious state of meditation that we could ever imagine for ourselves. The most glorious state of meditation, because we are now being at peace. We are being peaceful. We are now being gentle. We are being loving. We are being tender. Oh, we can do that with our companions and with our spouses and with our children, with our family. But pets demand absolutely nothing from us except that we just hug them and love them and snuggle them and pet them. And when we do that, we are being peaceful. We are being meditative. We are entering into the most beautiful, the most significant type of meditation we could ever have. Meditation is a healing agency for us. Meditation is an agency that tells us what we are and who we are and what's going on in our world. Meditation leads us to our highest and our best. Meditation opens the door for us to experience the goodness and the allness that we are. Now, do you want that? Do you want that goodness and that allness that you are? Do you want that peace that you are? Do you want that happiness that you are? Do you want to know who you really are? Well, look in the eyes of your dog sometime. Because when you look in the eye of your dog, you feel such a meditative peace. You feel such a bliss. You feel really, and that's a wonderful way to have it, when you meditate to feel bliss. Bliss is where you make no demands on anything. You make no call upon anything that goes on in your world. You just let go and let the divine in you be. You let go and let who you really are come to the fore, come to the focus, come to the way. There are some 40 million dogs in America, and there's some 35 million cats in America in people's homes. These are all meditative sources for all those people who have them. And we feel very wonderful about it when we enter into it. When we enter into our meditation, when we enter into our peace, we are letting go and just letting the goodness of the moment overflow us. We let the goodness of the moment overflow us because this is why they are more and more letting people bring pets into hospitals. They bring them into nursing homes. They bring them into places where people need to meditate more. They need to relax. They need to let go. And meditation is letting go. Letting go and relaxing and being at peace and being still and knowing that you are divine. Being still and you know that you are divine. When you pet a pet, you feel you are divine. You feel that you are being still. You feel that you are being wonderful. Because truly, you are being still and you are being wonderful and you are being fantastic because that's just who you are. And when you let go and you let that divine in you shine forth, then all the goodness in the world, it seems, just flood into your life, flood into your world, and all the problems go away. And only a sense of peace and joy, a sense of wonder and magic, a sense of happiness, a sense of goodness, a sense of unconditional love sparkles through your body, sparkles through your being. And in this unconditional love, this love that you have for yourself, this love that you have for your pet, this unconditional love which demands nothing and gives everything and lets you be peace, then you are entering into that meditation state. We all seek to go to meditative places. And we want to go to churches, we want to go to synagogues, we want to go to sanctuaries, we want to go to chapels, we want to go out into the forest and look up at the trees and say, only God can create a tree. Yes, and you are God. And you create that tree and you look up there and you infuse yourself with the glory of that tree, the glory of all that you're seeing. And as you infuse yourself with this, you feel magic, you feel peace. You have all sorts of ways to enter into meditation, effective meditation that brings you tremendous, tremendous, tremendous results. And as you do that, you'll find that everything in your life is fantastic and glorious right now. Begin today to enjoy your pet. Make no claim on him. Just snuggle him, hug him, caress him. I don't have to tell you that. That's what you do when you have a pet. That's what you do when you have a pet, whether it's a hamster or whether it's a poodle or whether he's a cat. It doesn't matter. The pharaohs had cats as their very special creatures. Because the cats were able to sit so still and be so peaceful and watch the world and be untouched by it, but be fulfilled by it. Today, enter your inner sanctuary. Enter it however you may. If you have a pet, or if you have a child, or if you have a loved one, hug them and say nothing, but just live in a peaceful consciousness with them. And as you do this, all works out in divine order for you in every area of your life. And you are in meditation now. I love you. I love you. I love you.